Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Today we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great last weekend of July. Cannot believe we've turned the corner and we're heading into the backstretch, you know.
Does that mean it's going to cool off?
It is. In fact, I could recite, much to Bob's chagrin, you know, the old Farmer's Almanac.
Okay.
We'll get into that later in the program. Okay. But this is normally the time of year when we start getting excited about all of the outdoor hunting-related shows that take place.
Right. Right.
I said normally.
But?
This is not a normal year, as we know. Right. Most of the shows, there's one that, you know, we'll see if their fingernails hold out.
Okay.
It was supposed to have been this weekend and has now moved to August, third week in August, and that's the Texas Hunter and Sportsman's Expo down in McAllen. Actually, it's the fourth weekend, be the 21st through the 23rd. God, I'm going to miss this. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love talking to people.
Right, I know that.
Love seeing all the exhibits, seeing all the new things.
Burning up the highway. You know how much you love burning up the highway.
I do. So what we're going to do is we're going to bring some of these prominent exhibitors to you all each
week.
That's
only right.
Yeah, and we're going to be giving you some hints and ideas. And one of them is really a neat guy, one of those really creative, you know, individuals. Murray Choate, inventor and owner of Slow Glow Hunting Light.
Yeah, one of those great aha moments.
He has a bunch of them, evidently. Yeah. But we'll be talking about Slow Glow. He's got some new things, the infrared lights. Just catch up with what this Texas family. It is Texas made, Texas based.
Texas invented.
That's right. That's another good thing. So we'll catch up with him. We've got the outdoor report. We're going to see what has been going on the political scene. Maybe some good things for the outdoors.
Okay.
Well as the outdoor report. Plus we'll find out if Harold's been on or off the road. So y'all stick around and please remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Fish on! Sign up for the CCA Star Fishing Tournament. You could spend all summer casting for a chance to win over $1 million in scholarships and prizes. Reel in a new boat and truck when you catch a tagged redfish. Or wet a line for 12 other divisions to win big prizes. From sponsors like Texas Ford Dealers, Tilson Homes, and Capital Farm Credit, Whataburger, Shoalwater Boats, Mustang Cat, and Dargle Boats. Enter at StarTournament.org. Sign up now!
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We really do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And, everybody knows 2020 has been a challenge.
And you think?
And, you know, it's kind of like if the right hand don't get you, the left one will.
That's it.
And what are we dealing with, you know, this weekend?
Hurricanes.
Well, no,
maybe
no, we don't say that
depression,
word.
Depression, I'm sorry.
No, let's just say tropical weather.
Tropical weather.
Right.
Oh, boy.
Let's don't give it more.
Maybe it'll be the rinse cycle.
Boy, there's a lot could be rinsed out,
you got it.
Pushed on downstream.
That's
for sure.
Right. That's right.
Do hope everybody's having a great weekend. Number that came out was watching Fox Business News midweek.
Okay. That's not as depressing as the regular news, right?
I don't think so.
I don't watch the regular news anymore.
I don't think so. I mean, quite honestly, just get the hell out of Americans' ways and we'll get it done.
We always have.
The resiliency of Americans. But talking about various facets of the economy picking up, mm-hmm. in May, these are May numbers now, folks,
right.
Boating sales,
okay,
up 75%.
Good grief.
Now, when you say boating, that's talking about boat sales.
Mm-hmm.
Add to it all of the equipment that
right.
you need, you know, the fishing gear.
The trailer.
The skis, the,
right.
the water sport, you know, activities mm-hmm. that take place.
Mm-hmm.
And it just becomes exponentially bigger.
Right.
It's just absolutely, absolutely amazing.
That's good news.
My daughter, who lives up in north of Columbus, Ohio, they had bought a 17-foot Glastron
mm-hmm.
10 years ago.
Yeah.
Had kids, so it sat up.
Right.
They did a refurbish.
Okay.
She's definitely, you know, an apple that didn't fall far from the tree.
Right, right.
And they are loving it. I mean, my grandkids are going nuts. You know, enjoying the water on the Delaware River
mm-hmm.
up there. And
right.
and it was really fun right. to see them as a family unit refurbishing. I mean, boating is great fun. And we talk about mm-hmm. social distancing.
Yes.
What we do outdoors, whether it's fishing, hunting, we usually do it in fairly solitary places,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we do it in either small groups or by ourselves.
Right.
So get out, enjoy. Speaking
yeah.
of the outdoors.
Yes.
You got some
good news
that Congress did something right?
Yes. And we were worried about this one because the Senate had passed it. Yep. 22nd, the U.S. House of Representatives passed the Great American Outdoors Act, a bipartisan bill.
A what?
Bipartisan bill.
They don't know how to spell that.
To improve our public land, stabilize funding for the Land and Water Conservation Fund,
mm-hmm.
and provide economic relief to help kickstart the economy. The bill was passed by the Senate on June 17. Now going to be sent to President Trump, and we know he's going to sign it. Once signed into law, the legislation will create a National Parks and Public Land Legacy Restoration Fund to address the growing maintenance backlog on federal public lands. Half the revenue from energy development on public lands would be allocated to the fund, distributed to the National Park Service, the U.S. Forest Service, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the Bureau of Land Management, and the Bureau of Indian Education to cover overdue maintenance costs. The Great American Outdoors Act will fully and permanently fund this at $900 million annually, ensuring all funding is directed to its intended purpose of state and federal conservation projects. These new investments will boost America's outdoor recreation industry, which generates $887 billion annually and supports 7.6 million American jobs.
That's outstanding.
You bet.
And the big thing is making sure that the infrastructure is maintained.
Correct.
That's always kind of the afterthought.
Yeah.
You know, and we've seen it here in Texas
mm-hmm.
go through a similar situation. It's nice to see at the national level, at the Fed level.
And fortunately, they didn't hang things on there like the, you know, the Pelosi Bridge across the river or any of that kind of stuff. Pork, earmarks, all that stuff. Didn't have that, thank goodness.
Well, here in the Lone Star State,
yes.
online education has expanded as anglers are taken to the water. Very timely report that we're getting. Texas Parks and Wildlife has a number of online classes open to new anglers wanting to learn about fishing before heading to the waterways.
Yep.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
You can go to their website, tpwd.state.gov.
You have that tattooed on you. I don't know. How could you?
And I'm not sure. I think I may have screwed it up. I'll find it again in a minute.
Oh, okay. Let me throw something in real quick, too, though. Good
but
news.
But I hadn't finished the report.
All right. Well, then go ahead.
All right. But anyway, here's some of the topics that are available. Fishing 101.
Okay.
Find a place to fish close to home. Kayak canoe fishing. Uh-huh. And helping to conserve, help the conservation effort with your license purchase. Now go.
Well, what's the website?
The website? Yeah. TPWD.texas.gov.
Well, cool, and you know, we're showing those people in California, announced Tesla's building their big plant near Austin. Thousands of jobs. Well, hey, you know, I know you don't like them plug-ins, man, but they're going to be building the truck there.
You know, but quite honestly,
a lot of money, a lot of jobs.
I'm waiting to see that. I'm waiting to see what kind of truck you can run electric with.
Well, we'll see. But still,
I think it's great. What it does say
jobs.
Is Texas is business friendly,
which we always have been.
Absolutely. And so the fact that Tesla's coming, isn't this their second plant?
Well, you know, they got the spaceport down south, but
I mean, from an automotive side, I think
Fremont, California, has been their main one.
And so this makes number two.
They ain't real happy with California, so they're bringing the plant here.
Yeah, that's
and they've got a battery plant in Reno.
What concerns me is it's an electric vehicle plant location in a weird city, even if it is in Texas.
It fits perfectly.
It really does.
I want to throw something into. I want to compliment our good friend Kerry O'Day, MG Arms. I had a couple of things need a little repair work, and this little 22 is a Rossi, but it's a copy of the old Winchester pump and a short, long, and long rifle. Right?
Winchester what?
Pump. Anyway, don't pop those peas on radio, boy. Anyway, but it was acting weird, and so I dropped that off. And when I went to pick it up, Kerry said, I can't believe you used WD-40. I never used WD-40, but I got it used from someone, and used it a bit, but I had it up there mainly for the kids, who, of course, are, you know, not in town anymore. So somebody had done that, and then it finally just gave up. Mm. An example of that, friends, don't do that. Another one, a friend of mine was hunting up at the place. He has this Remington 700 that he'd loaned to someone. He's on a deer. He drops, he drops a hammer. He pulls the trigger. Nothing happens. As he's bringing the rifle back in the stand, it goes off. Okay. Firing pin was stuck because somebody sprayed WD-40 in there, thinking they were doing a good job. Friends, never, ever, ever use WD-40 on a firearm.
Yeah.
Never. It turns to varnish.
Yeah. And to clean that out, Kerry O'Day recommends using a carburetor cleaner.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, you know.
You got it.
There's all sorts of aftermarket products for cleaning. While we're talking about fishing, because it is rather warm, but cooling down.
Yes.
And looking at the AccuWeather forecast running through into September, we're going to be actually on the low. I mean, we're going to be below normal by a couple of degrees is what they're predicting.
That'll be nice.
Let's hope that that holds.
Let's hope so.
High temperatures, that's going to happen. Just let's make sure the low temperatures come on down, you know, as opposed to staying in the 80s, or hotter.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It is time for our weekly look at the CCA Star Tournament leaderboard. Harold?
Indeed. Our favorite division, the Little Nippers, the Star Kids Scholarship Division. These are kids ages 6 to 10. They are vying for $50,000 scholarships each. Okay. Flounder leader, 5-pound, 11-ounce still, Mason Blaylock, who's 10. Actually, no changes. Sheepshead, 7-pound, 9-ounce. Hadley Bashy, who's 9. Gafftop, 6-pound, 12-ounce. Rowdy Hanks, who is 8.
In the Academy Sports and Outdoor Star Teen Scholarship Trout Division, ages 11 to 17, 6-pound minimum, $25,000 up for grabs. Lily Larson is our Upper Coast leader, 7 pounds, 14-ounce. Radley Rosemeyer, age 11, is our Mid-Coast leader, 8 pounds even. And Samuel Carrizales, age 16, leads the Lower Coast, 8 pounds, 2 ounces.
The Star Teen Scholarship Inshore Division. Flounder leader, 6-pound, 5-ounce, Curtis Wiedner, who's 14. Sheepshead, 6-pound, 5-ounce, Tristan Anderson, who's 16. Gafftop, 6-pound, 6-ounce, Nathan Carter, who is 14.
In the Adult Speckled Trout Division, no changes here. Lee Wright continues to lead the Upper Coast, 8 pounds, 11 ounces. Justin Aguilar is our Mid-Coast leader, 9 pounds even. And John Gonzalez, Lower Coast leader, remains 10 pounds, 7 ounces.
Yep, kingfish, 57-pound, 6-ounce. Clifford McCrummon, still the leader. Dorado, still the leader. Colby Jones with a 34-pound, 2-ouncer. And the ling, still the 70-pound, 3-ounce whopper from Reese Connor.
In the adult flounder division, new leader, William Casey Hicks, 6 pounds, 8 ounces. New leader, sheepshead, Jerry Miles, 8 pounds, 13 ounces. And Michael Fesco hangs on to the top spot in the gaff top division.
Yep, and we suggested you people got out there, but you didn't, did you? No, you didn't. You didn't. You didn't. So those tag redfish, hey, they caught them, friends. All the truck, boat, motor packages, that brand new F-150 and all those goodies have been won. Five winners, five have taken it home. Jake Bozeman, Marilyn Monroe, who is 11. So she's not getting the truck, she's getting the scholarship. Thomas Bossy, Bettina Mathis, and Jacob Goodwin. But there are still five boat, motor, trailer packages available. So get out there. Sad part, seven people ineligible. Don't go on the golf unless you have signed up for the CCA Star Tournament. Cheap insurance, friends.
Here is a tip for you all for those remaining five boat motor trailer packages, mm-hmm. given the weather that we're having this weekend.
Yeah.
We've got tides, higher tides, okay, right. Because of the tropical weather that's moved in. That's going to make fish more active. They were already starting to school up, redfish, mm-hmm. all right? You might want to look around the passes or corridors where fish move
right.
during their normal migration. These are slot-sized redfish. But they're still going to kind of follow along the same line.
Like I say, they put those tagged redfish where people fish. And I guess you could go to the CCA site probably and find where these people caught their fish.
Yes. Right? Oh, most definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Katy, Texas, they went to Westacan Outdoors, Jake Bozeman did.
Mm-hmm.
And then Marilyn went to Smitty's Bait House.
And then three went to
Roy's Bait and Tackle there on SPID in Corpus Christi.
Yeah.
You know, so I'll give you an idea.
Yeah.
All right. Have I not overlooked anything in this segment again?
Probably.
Okay. Then we're going to take a break. When we come back, we got our best bets. Outdoor report. We're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road. So y'all stick around.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck, 43 years running, is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, the trucks you need, trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 43 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 43 years, Ford F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that is proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. When it comes time to invest in these hunting tools, check out Third Coast Thermal. They're going to provide analysis of products that will help assure a well-informed hunting investment is made. Third Coast Thermal carries top brands that have been vetted for your day and nighttime hunting needs. Let me tell you, just got back. They just loaded me up with Zeiss, Steiner-type optics, mm-hmm. binoculars that right. we did some field testing. They are the distributor for Synox low-lux cameras, the Aurora Sport, Black, and Base. These are moonlight capable, and they can record in color
That's amazing. Low light.
It really is. They also are suppliers of Thermion scopes and Helion monoculars. Third Coast Thermal has satisfied customers all across the United States and will ship to your location for...
Free.
For more information on Third Coast Thermal, visit thirdcoastthermal.com or call 832 832- 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574.
Okay, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal. Fishing and hunting times. This weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, are rated as good. Monday and Tuesday are our two best days of the week. Wednesday's another good one, while Thursday slips to fair. Friday as well as next Saturday and Sunday are a trio of good days. This weekend, look for game to be most active this Saturday from mid-afternoon until well into the evening hours after sunset. This Sunday, as well as Monday, sees a major time shift for this major feeding period of the day. Look for game to begin feeding from well before sunrise until mid-morning. On Tuesday and Wednesday, look for times to continue to adjust and for game to become active from either side of sunrise until either side of the noon hour. Thursday and Friday will see this most active period occurring from early morning until early afternoon. Next weekend, this same period occurs from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. On Monday, July the 7th, the moon will enter its first quarter phase. On the coast, this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, have a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Monday is a three tide day with two low tides and just one high. Tuesday and Wednesday will each have a double tide schedule. Thursday through next Sunday, a string of days that have a single tide schedule of one high and one low.
Hey, we're going to keep the coastal report pretty short because the tropical weather has definitely changed what had been happening. Mm-hmm. Prior to the tropical weather moving in, fishing had really been good from Big Lake, Lake Calcasieu over in southwest Louisiana, all the way down to Boca Chica on the tip of southern tip of Texas. Again, higher tides going to flood backwater areas as the tide recedes, set up in along guts and drainages of back marsh areas. Great area to set up and intercept fish that will be laying in waiting. Okay, be careful going offshore, but let me tell you what, we're about to run out of days for the federal red snapper season. Mm-hmm. It could happen this coming week, or maybe we'll go to the 3rd of August. But the bottom line is not only has fishing been good there, as well as in state waters. Quite honestly, this has been one of the better years that we've seen for fishing. And with cooler weather, it's going to make it a whole lot better for folks to get out and enjoy. How about our lakes?
Let's go to East Texas, Caddo. Largemouth bass are good in shallow water near trees and vegetation, fishing plastic creatures. Crankbaits, bladed jigs, and Texas rig plastic worms are productive in deeper water near structure and vegetation lines. Conroe, black bass are good on brush mainly, also secondary points. Fork, largemouth bass are good on blue, purple, and dark green plastic worms, bladed jigs, chatterbaits near deep structure, points, and humps in 14 to 28 feet of water. Livingston, crappie are good on jigs coming out from submerged overhangs and drops. Nacogdoches, largemouth bass are good in cooler windows at night. Overcast days around steep drops and vegetation. Try working topwater creature and crankbaits. Sam Rayburn, crappie are good on minnows and jigs working undercover and over brush piles. Toledo Bend, black bass are good fishing topwater and above points, a few drops and brush piles during the daily heat up. Tyler, crappie are good on minnows and brush piles and timber. Catfish are excellent on punch bait and live bait. Belton, white bass are excellent in the main lake humps and drop-offs with swim baits and slabs. Hybrid stripers are good with live bait in the main lake. Look for large schools of bait using sonar to find active fish. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs over brush piles in 15 to 28 feet. Fayette, largemouth bass are good on black, blue, or root beer-colored plastic worms, drop shots, and crankbaits. Limestone, largemouth bass are good on dark green and purple Texas rig plastic worms, deep diving crankbaits, and silver spoons along rock ledges, submerged timber, and main lake points. White bass are good with slabs and jigging spoons, fishing drop-offs and humps in the main lake. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs around brush piles and submerged timber. Palestine, largemouth bass are good working blue or black Texas rig worms, swim baits, deep running crankbaits. Crappie are good on jigs and minnows around bridges and timber in 15 to 25 feet. Richland Chambers, largemouth bass are good on chatterbaits, Texas rig plastic worms, and jerkbaits fishing 12 to 25 feet near submerged vegetation, bridges, and points. White bass and hybrids are good on swim jigs and slabs under birds or deeper near main lake points, flats, and humps. Somerville, white bass and hybrids are good with slabs and jigging spoons in 15 to 35 feet on main lake drop-offs, flats, and humps. Crappie are excellent on brush piles and in standing timber in 12 to 24 feet. to Waconee. Catfish are excellent on punch bait and cut bait in 13 to 28 feet. Largemouth bass are good on spinnerbaits, dark blue or black plastic worms, and diving crankbaits. White bass and hybrid stripers are excellent on live bait and slab spoons. Texoma. Striped bass and white bass are good on live bait and topwater baits when fish are near the surface. Largemouth bass are good fishing jigs, plastic worms, and crankbaits in 8 to 24 feet. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs by boathouses, marinas, and brush piles in 15 to 25 feet. Whitney. Black bass are good on points, creek channels, grass lines, and weed beds on dark blue plastic worms, shad-colored crankbaits, and spinners. White bass are excellent on main lake points with jigging spoons and slabs.
All right, let's head out south and to the west to see what's going on. And again, referencing the tropical weather, watch the track. That weather moves on up to the headwaters of some of the rivers and streams that fill our lakes.
Mm-hmm.
Could be good. Boy, we could use some water in Falcon. It's about 40 feet low, but bass fishing has picked up. And any lakes that are impacted because of the rain or influx of water might see that water temperature drop just a little bit because some of those fish are coming out parboiled. Bass have been good around rocky points and along the dam riprap, basically around deeper water. Brownwood, largemouth bass are good with deep diving crankbaits, jigs, and Carolina rig worms in 12 to 25 feet near grass beds and drop-offs. Allen Henry, bass fishing continues to be good. This lake's only a half foot low, and an early and late topwater bite, middle of the day, worms and jigs. Coleman hybrid stripers are good on rattle traps with several large groups working bait fish.
All right, heading to the hill country. Big Lake Buckhannon, largemouth bass are good with root beer and green-colored Texas rig plastic worms, chatterbaits, and deep-diving crankbaits working along the grass lines, points, rock ledges, and flooded timber. Striped bass are good with live bait. White bass are good on slabs when fishing deeper water in the main lake and using sonar to locate bait fish schools. Scout for diving birds, mostly early or late in the day, to mark feeding schools. Canyon. Striper fishing is good on main lake humps and drop-offs with slabs and live bait. White bass are good on main lake flats, drop-offs, and humps with slabs and jigging spoons. Travis, largemouth bass are good fishing in 14 to 26 feet with Texas rig plum or blue plastic worms, drop shots, and diving crankbaits near rock ledges, points, deep creeks, and drop-offs. Waco. Largemouth bass are good on spinnerbaits, crankbaits, drop shots on main lake points, timber, and drop-offs. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs, fishing brush piles and structure. Channeling bluecats are excellent on live bait and prepared bait.
All right, on the hunting scene, here's some information that ought to get you excited. We are now 5 weeks and about 3 days away from September 1. That's the start of hunting season. The unofficial axis roar, or rut, statewide continues, and hunting has been phenomenal. Just, God, I've become an axis deer nut.
They're fabulous.
They really are.
I chicken fried some at the ranch last weekend.
Did you?
Yes, sir.
There you go. Through August 31st, the South Zone javelina season and other open counties for squirrel continues. All right, Harold. Has it been electric? I'm going to stop saying on or off road. Has it been electric or real fuel? You know.
Well, it had like a little electric boost to it, but it wasn't a plug-in. Okay.
All right.
No, this was, you know, sometimes boys just got to have fun. All right. This was, I'm tearing up the highway in this one. The Mercedes-Benz 2020 AMG GT53 four-door coupe. But they've got this thing called EQ Boost. What it is a small electric motor behind the regular motor, but it just kicks in when you accelerate, when you slap the juice to it. It gives you that much more torque. This is called a grand touring vehicle, and believe me, it is luxury and performance. But, I mean, you can still get down a ranch road because it is their wonderful 4MATIC all-wheel drive system. Six-cylinder, but it's pumping out almost 430 horsepower. Of course, AMG is all their factory custom goodies, so their Dynamic Select Ride, their Performance 4MATIC, the ride control, sports suspension, limited slip differential. Got a little button you can change the exhaust note, which I really like. Obviously, inside, you're going to have comfort, convenience, beauty, great leather, great seats, 12.3-inch widescreen display, and a 12.3-inch digital instrument cluster. Kind of like watching the TV. Power liftgate, which is nice. Safety and security, the works. Advanced airbag protection, anti-theft alarm system, anti-lock braking. You're going to be expecting all of that. Obviously, the wonderful LED lights The interior with beautiful Napa leather. The optional stuff on this thing, some of it was their 21-inch AMG forged cross-spoke wheels, their AMG performance exhaust system, which I mentioned, which a lot of fun. Panoramic roof, active multi-contour front seats with massage function. The driver assistance package, the warmth and comfort package, the executive rear seat package, more massaging, their energizing comfort package, their AMG night package. I mean, this thing had everything you could get. So we're talking about a lot of extra goodies on it. Base, though, you know, right in the old ballpark at 99 grand. This one was, this is Olsen money. The loaded $131,295. Plus TTNL.
Won't happen.
But 19 miles per gallon in town and 24 on the highway. But Lord, does this thing run. Anyway, check it out. You know, like I say, boys got to have fun. Some, and ladies, too. Mercedes 2020 AMG GT 53.
Does it have a skid plate?
You could add one, I'm sure.
Add one.
Yeah, I'm sure you could add one.
Add one. All right, we're gonna add another break to the list when we come back. Murray Choate, Slow Glow Hunting Lights. We're hunting at night here on Texas Outdoor News.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word. And I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients, taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
The weather is warm, the winds have laid, and fishing across Texas is heating up. Whether it's fresh or saltwater fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal is your best source of timely tips, saliner and tide tables, plus updates on patterns that'll keep you on fish. And even though it's prime time for fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal lets hunters know of off-season hunting opportunities, how to improve one's skills, plus ways to support and pass on our hunting and shooting heritage. These are a couple of reasons why since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you'll get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997. Welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with Vitamins and Minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. Folks, during this hot weather that we've had, need to have that Fortified Cottonseed available. Helps mama produce more milk, get those babies up and running. Also helps the bucks because they're putting on the last few inches of that headgear. It's just a perfect source of year-round fiber, fat, and protein. For more information on Fortified Cottonseed blends, visit FortifiedCottonseed.com or give them a call at 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. Tell you what, our guest today has become a good friend. I'm really have enjoyed spending time afield with this guy.
as well as his family, getting to know it. Texas-based operation. Guy just keeps on thinking of new stuff. And I'm talking about Murray Choate, owner and inventor of Slow Glow Hunting Lights. Murray, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. How you doing, my friend?
Well, thank you very much, Bill. I'm doing great, and, you know, looking forward to getting to talk to you again.
Well, Murray, this is Harold. I want to tell people also about your amazing service, because, friends, if you want to, he will deliver your light to you at the high school in Liberty Hill.
Very good, Harold. We were glad to do that.
I got also
my son keeps telling me, you know, he just bought an airplane and he flies all over the state, and he says, man, you know, he'll start delivering packages to people. So he's looking forward to flying his plane.
That's great.
That's also an added benefit.
Well, you could jump ahead of Amazon. You get a little parachutes, you know, you can fly them over and drop them down to people.
Exactly. You know, you give me the GPS coordinates, we'll drop it right on your feet.
There you go.
Right.
You know, normally this time of year we are starting our hunting shows. Unfortunately, doesn't look like any of them are going to make. There's one that's still hanging on that's been rescheduled in August. And normally we get to visit with folks, and I'm going to be missing that. I know you're going to be missing it, but you've been staying busy during this so-called shutdown, haven't you?
Man, I tell you, business has been great. You know, we would love to think it's a slow glow technology that we have, because no other hog lights out there have it, where it's coming on real slow, so it don't scare the game. But the pandemic, you know, certainly we're sympathetic with that. And there's a lot of people staying at home. There's a lot of people out actually hunting and so forth. But our business is booming. We really are. You know, we're still having over 100% growth in sales a year. And really, I mean, we broke records in May, which typically is kind of a slow time. But we had growth of well over 100% over last year.
That is outstanding. Their website, folks, is slowglow.com. And they've got some videos, all sorts of different options on Slow Glow. And I tell you what. I've been bragging on you. You let me take a slow glow out to a ranch west of Menard and learn some things, which I'm going to share in the second segment on things that I'd learned from you and we tried to apply. But hogs like muddy bottom areas in creeks that have rocky bottoms, they don't do so well. They don't tend to get in and root and snorkel like they do around stock tanks. I know that you've come up with some new products. You've been talking about infrared for some time, adding that to the Slow Glow lineup. Tell us a little bit about it, Murray.
Okay. Yeah, we've added the 850-nanometer infrared light to our lineup. It is super great. And, of course, that's in the invisible spectrum. We can't see it. The hog can't see it. But many hunters that use infrared, you know, have an illuminator that's mounted directly to their scope. And, you know, it will shine down, you know, 100 yards or so and then reflect back, which works great, but it also picks up any reflections that, you know, that leaves will send back or, you know, weeds, anything. And so it kind of hurts anything, you know, at 60 to 100, 200 yards off. So the slow glow kind of eliminates that problem in that the light is down there at where the hogs are. They can't see it, but it's lighting up a really big area. And so you no longer have to use the illuminators and the batteries that go to your scope. You let slow glow do all the work. Our packages come with a visible green and infrared all built into the same light. So you can still bow hunt or gun hunt, you know, with a regular scope using green, or flip it around and plug into the infrared port, and then you have the invisible light. So it's the best of two worlds, you know, both lights in one, and we are selling the heck out of those, and people just love it. It's a great concept.
All right. Well, listen, we're up against the mid portion of the program. We need to take a break. So, Murray, if you would, hold on, folks. You stick around as well as we'll continue our conversation about slow glow hunting lights right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
At Capital Farm Credit, our CEO, Ben Novosad, understands what it takes to be successful in agriculture.
The background that I have in agriculture certainly has helped me with my Capital Farm Credit career. We try to hire people with experience, knowledge of farm and ranch activities and business, not only to make and sell good loans, but also to help farmers and ranchers.
Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
We continue our conversation with Murray Choate, Slow Glow Hunting Lights at Liberty Hill, Texas. And their website, slowglow.com.
Yeah, I want to talk about mine, if I may, for a moment.
Sure,
okay?
Go ahead.
Because, Murray, when I first got mine from you, one, I was going, boy, what a neat box. I mean, you got this really cool case, and everything's in the case. But actually, the case becomes the case, right? Everything attaches to it. You take the insides out and screw a little thing here and pop a little thing out there and put it all together, and it makes a really great unit, doesn't it?
Oh, I tell you, Harold, we take a lot of pride in making a package that the hunter can get. They don't have to have wire nuts or crimpers or anything. It is all in one package. It hooks directly to a T-post. You know, we have thumb nuts, everything built into it. You don't need tools to install this. I was a biomedical engineer in my trade days, and I tried to design things that are absolutely positively foolproof and easy for the hunter to be able to set the light up and then move it around. You know, we strive to be portable. So even though you may have one that's got a solar panel, it is simple. It takes about 3 minutes to take it down and move it to a different T-post. So it's something that nobody else in the industry has. And a lot of times that's due to people not really being hog hunters. You know, these things are designed and built by overseas companies that don't have a clue about the real hunting world, and nobody knows real hunting world better than hunters in Texas. You know, we have a lot of people commenting that the product is so well engineered that they can't really believe that, you know, part of the price, and then the competition that's out there really just can't keep up with us. So we're really excited about that.
Well, I'll tell you, we talk about Slow Glow Hunting Lights, where it all started. We talk about infrared, but going back to the original, being able to, this light is so bright, you can either get close using it as, you know, a light field to protect or, you know, prevent the animal from seeing you, or as we saw, you know, on the Reveille Ranch a couple of years ago, maybe 3 years ago now, where Tom Claycomb, TOJ's hunting editor, dropped a hog at over 100 yards from an elevated position with a normal scope. I mean, mm-hmm. This is amazing. You got two lenses that I think often get overlooked. Talk about the two different lenses, how you can focus or widen out your light. Would you, Murray?
Sure. Yeah, the lenses does play a big part, because we strive to make the best light for bow hunters, and then we also want the best light for the gun hunters. So our lens in a normal position is flat, and that provides 120-degree cone angle. So it spreads out the light a long way. So if you're like around a feeder and you want to light up, you know, 20 yards to the left of the feeder, 20 yards to the right, use that flat lens and you can see a really, really big area. But if you're wanting to focus all of your light more into a spot, all you do is unscrew the bezel and you flip the lens over. It becomes a convex lens there. So it changes the cone angle from the 120-degree flat to a 60-degree. And that 60-degree really focuses in. So if you're in an area where you have, say, a sendera, or you have a creek bottom and you want it to just light it up really bright in that area, you use that lens.
Well, you know, everybody thinks hog hunting. And hog hunting at night, and that's great. But let me tell you, if you're not hunting free-range exotic animals at night, you're missing an opportunity not only to, I mean, because these are wary animals,
right?
Very wary, but to help control the population and get some great venison. Are you seeing the exotic game hunters becoming more of your market, Murray?
Oh, we certainly are. You know, a lot of people ask us what's better, red or green light, but we found on the green light, exotics are just not spooky at all on green. It's something we didn't know when we came up with the product. In fact, we had invented this for hog hunting, but the exotics, like I say, in Texas, and especially with like axis deer, they're becoming such a nuisance, and they're competing with the whitetails. That we have a lot of ranches that have almost, you know, declared war on the axis But, you know, to have an access deer come in at night to the green is no problem at all. And so you want to fill your freezer with really good meat. You know, they need to try the access. And the slow glow, especially with the green, is a great way to do it.
Well, I tell you what, I've got to get back to west of Menard where they're just overrun. Clear Creek Ranch, my buddy Scott Huggins with AMR Properties. And we were using red, and I want to go back and try that green because I think that that could make the difference on access deer coming in. Before we let you go, we got about a minute left. Anything else new that has come out of your creative mind?
Well, we've of course we're always thinking, we're always coming up with things. We've got several things in the design stage. Nothing that I really would talk about too much, but in the future you'll see a lot of different things coming out. You know, multi-button remote control to do different functions like control trail cameras and other kinds of cameras, and to make different sounds. You know, all controlled from a long ways away.
Well, your current unit, real quick, too, Murray. Your current unit. I'm sorry. I keep interrupting you, but your current unit has a remote button also.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's got a 100-yard long-range remote control, so you can actually control it. There's, say, hogs behind your light, and it's not in front of the motion detector. You can hit the full button, and it'll take about 3 minutes, but it goes from that real slow training mode all the way up to a light field that, you know, hunters can shoot over 200 yards without any problem at all. And, of course, the reason for coming on real slow is that, first off, it does not spook the game. They're smart, but they're not smart enough to see that the light intensity is changing. It's the same if we watched it for 2 minutes. You know, it's going to go from very dim. You're not going to realize it's getting brighter. So, you know, and then the efficiency. You know, I mean, it'd be one thing to light up an entire field like a football field all night long. But unfortunately, we don't have the ability to plug into a 120-volt power source or to take a battery out that big.
Right.
So that's why slow glow does what it does. You know, it comes on slow to avoid spooking the game. Plus, it's so efficient on batteries that you certainly don't use the little double A's that you have to change all the time. It's all 12-volt lead-acid or lithium batteries that can be charged, you know, the solar panel.
Right. Murray, we're out of time. Appreciate you joining us, folks. Go to slowglow.com. Check out these amazing lights. Appreciate you joining us today, Murray.
Well, thank you very much, Bill. Harold, y'all have a great day.
Thank you, Murray. You too, sir. Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. What's coming up, Harold?
Indeed. Well, remember, of course, the CCA Star Tournament. Sign up for that if you're going to fish on the Gulf. It's just a very cheap insurance policy. Then all of those great organizations we've been supporting for years, like Ducks Unlimited and Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, Safari Club International, all those groups. Donate to them now because you can't go to one of their functions. Upgrade your membership. Do whatever. Give them the help that you've been giving them for years. And then, when things open up, go to those banquets in your new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 43 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Nothing is tougher than Ford's F-Series. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means. Well, I think our guest today, Murray Choate, Slow Glow Hunting Lights website, slowglow.com. Harold, I just went to the website.
Yes.
And normally they would be at shows with show specials.
Okay.
On the website, specials.
Ah.
You know, for the stealth box, the infrared, and the all-in-one
Love
package.
It.
It's great. Okay.
What are we doing next week? Oh.
I have it right here, and we're going to have Scott Huggins, AMR Properties, phenomenal outfit. Really excited to introduce our listeners to that operation.
Well, there you go. Okay, do remember to check our website out, TexasOutdoorNews.com. List of all our wonderful stations. You can catch us on Twitter and YouTube and Facebook, and like us on those things that you can like us on. That just helps build the audience, all right? And remember, of course, that we are brought to you by Ford Trucks, and your best in Texas Ford dealers, okay? So, thanks for coming. Be safe out there in the field or on the water so you can come back again next week for more Texas Outdoor News.